All right, let's go and talk DWP, which is one of the major political entities in the city of Los Angeles. A political entity? It's the water and power company, yeah? It's that, and it's a whole lot more. The LA City Council backed a proposed legal settlement that could reduce the electric bills of DWP customers by hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 4 years. Let's talk about it with a man who knows this stuff inside and out, our old pal Jack Humphreyville. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Hello, Doug. I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard. Jack is the president of DWP Advocacy Committee and is the LA watchdog at citywatchla.com. Jack, I've been arguing for 20 years that if the DWP runs surpluses that then are used to patch over the general revenue fund budget of the city of Los Angeles, and they've literally held it as extortion. If they didn't get rate increases, they wouldn't turn the money over. That happened a few years ago, that something has gone awry here. And now it looks like the courts agree with us.
Well, you know, this recent settlement, I think it's going to be filed today, is very tough to understand. It's all a lot of legal.
That's why we called you.
But, you know, this is a deal from my perspective that's been cooked up behind closed doors. You know, it's an unlevel playing field that's, you know, slanted against the ratepayers. You know, you had the guys that filed the suit. You know, they're three nobodies that nobody knows in town. They're represented by a bunch of, you know, ambulance chaser lawyers whose main goal is to collect, you know, $10 million in fees in this particular deal. You have an arbitrator there whose main job is to get a deal done as opposed to going to court. And if he doesn't get one done, then he's not going to be either picked by the city or by the plaintiff's lawyers for any future, you know, future business. And then you have the city, which, you know, loves our money. So you have this slanted playing field. Now, you know, a couple things here. First of all, this deal was basically structured, from my understanding, back in the fall. And if it wasn't the fall, it was early January. And it's been delayed this long because the city wanted to make sure it got the November elections out of the way, where they're picking our pockets on the Metro half-cent sales tax, you know, the homeless bonds. And then in March, you had the homeless sales tax. So they wanted to put the, you know, they wanted to make sure this wasn't going to screw up the works. So you have this delay, you know, associated with the elections, and I might also say the budget. The net of it is that the plaintiffs were saying basically we want to eliminate the transfer fee, and we want the $1.8 billion that has been paid since the passage of Prop 26 in November of 2010. Now here's what we got. They're going to put a $52 million settlement in there. That's going to come from the DWP from monies that we've already paid. Nothing from the city, and not a damn dime. So this $52 million settlement fee is then going to be reduced to, you know, $40 million, primarily because of probably $10 million in legal fees. So that's a pretty fat payday for a bunch of lawyers who are, you know, chasing ambulances, for crying out loud. The other thing that happens is that they're not going to end the transfer fee. Yes, it's going to go down to $242 million as opposed to $291, but it's still a pretty fat payday for the city. Putting this into proper perspective, of the $1.8 billion that ratepayers have paid over the last, since 2011, you know, subsequent to the passage of Prop 26, we're getting $40 million back. That's 2.2%. For the average household, that's going to be 10 bucks. And if you live in a, you know, single family house as opposed to an apartment, it's probably 20 bucks.
All right. So we got to just go take that now. Buy lottery tickets and parlay this into our retirement.
Absolutely. You know, so, you know, it's a diddly, you know, diddly settlement.
Now, have you written about this on City Watch?
In the past, I have, and I'm in the midst of, you know, this is a great call today because you made me do my thinking ahead of time.
Good.
Before I write an article today.
Well, folks, make sure you read Jack's column at the LA Watchdog at citywatchla.com, because it is complex. And once he gets it in print, it'll be easy for you to just print it out and to go through it and see if any of this is going to actually solve the problem. Jack, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.